So satiation is the first element, dissatisfaction is the next. And you can become dissatisfied. Some people take 20 years to get dissatisfied, some take a year, some take about 2 minutes. By the way, you can be satiated. You don't do something forever. You can try it for 5 minutes and go, that's enough. I went down to Rio de Janeiro here with my platinum partners. We had the coolest trip, and I took them, I thought I would blow their minds. So we went skiing in the Telluride, and after 3 days of snowboarding and skiing, we jumped on a private jet and flew down to Rio de Janeiro for Carnival. Anybody here been to Carnival? It is unbelievable experience. Like nothing you've ever seen in your entire life. So the first night we go, and this party is unbelievable. Because one of the things really I'm talking about tonight and today is to take off your mask. That's what this whole conversation has been about. I hope you picked it up. And what's neat is we went to this costume ball. You know what's so neat? I had so much fun. People had so much fun. You know why everybody had so much fun? Because when they put on a mask, they took off their other one. Because with a mask, nobody knows who they are, so they behave to themselves. Right? It's like a lot of people use alcohol as the mask. You know, they take off the mask. Like, oh, it's the alcohol. That was you. But they use the alcohol so as an excuse to be themselves. Isn't that true? You know, so these people put on these masks, and they were crazy, man. People, like, were outrageous. You never know who the people were. It was fun. Next day, we went to go see the actual Rio de Janeiro, the big parade thing, you know? And Sage says to me, she goes, is this a parade? I said, honey, it's not a parade. It's, you know? We went there, and 10,000 drummers in one group. Boom, boom, the room is building is shaking. Those incredible costumes. But, you know, after about 30 minutes, it was a parade, you know, for me, for her. But they go from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. for four straight days and nights, a parade, right? So after about 3 hours, I was about satiated. You know, I was really glad I went. I don't want to be disrespectful, but I thought, who's going to notice out of 10,000 people where I'm sick and watching this thing again? I want to sit there and be respectful. That's the old me. I'm done. Let's get the hell out of here. You know, I'm really glad I went. It was unbelievable. I'd probably go again, stay for an hour or two, you know? But for me, it's a parade. For somebody else, that is the most incredible experience of their life. I enjoyed the party the night before more. It was more fun to see real people take off their masks. But everybody's got a different place. So, satiation, dissatisfaction. Third element you need for transformation is threshold experience. A threshold experience. Something that finally you say, you know what? I'm not going to have this thing control me anymore. No, she can't control me just because she can make me feel good for a few minutes. No, he can't do this to me just because he provides security for me. No, we can't. No, I'm done. No, I'm not going to go through this crap anymore of struggling financially. Another damn day. A threshold experience. Never again. Not another moment. Where does that come from? Enough satiation, enough dissatisfaction. Mix that together, you get a powerful threshold experience. And since you're at threshold, see, when you start getting satiated, you start looking at other possibilities, other ideas, other career options, other models of the world, other belief systems, right? You get dissatisfied, you're on a hunt. You get a threshold, it's time to decide. And usually what happens after you have that third element in place, pretty soon, since it's a must, you've got enough chemicals going there, it's almost like it's about to ignite and you know it. So right at that moment, you get the fourth element of transformation. That fourth element is all of a sudden, you get a self-revelation. You get an insight. There's an insight that happens. And the insight is, I don't even like what I've been doing. And I've been doing it for God, like how long? I never really felt this love in the first place. I settled. I've been telling myself I have to be perfect. I'm a lion. I've been pretending to be something I'm not. You get that insight. My whole life feels frustrating because I'm making certainty more important than love, or significance more important than love. So when you take satiation with a great deal of dissatisfaction, a threshold experience, mix in some insight, and you now have the final element that's right there standing in your face. That's called an opening. There's an opening. In that moment, there's an opening. If you jump through it, your life will never be the same again. Because on the other side of the opening is a new identity. You'll never go back. But if you don't jump through it, by the way, why do you think most people don't jump through it? They got satiation, they got dissatisfaction, they're at threshold, they get the insight, they go, you know, this person's been controlling me, I've lost myself, I've given this up, I've done that. They're right there, the opening staring in the face, why do most people not jump through? Tell me. Fear. If you don't jump through when it's there, openings don't show up every day. Insight, personal insight rarely shows up. Rarely does a breakthrough interrupt you. It has to be pursued. with vigor and intensity, and it's only pursued because you're satiated enough, you got enough dissatisfaction, you're at threshold. But that's not enough. When you get the insight, you better act on it. Action is what will take you through to the other side. Nothing but action will do it. Not conversation, not just declaration, action. If you take the action, you'll get the rewards. And once you've taken enough action, it's impossible to go back because you'll be there. You'll be there and you'll live there because where you'll be is where you really are. You'll be with more of yourself. And then you'll find yourself being in a position where you go, this is not that difficult, and you'll get good at it. You're going to transform. Oh, what am I satiated with here? You can increase dissatisfaction just by thinking about it. You can take yourself to the threshold, then you can look for the insight. As you find the insight, step through, and transformation happens again, which will be wonderful. See, you have to make the distinction, and it's not an easy one, and I can't tell you exactly how, but I know you'll know it when you feel it. There's a difference between your fear and your centered self. When you get yourself centered and ask yourself the question, your first reaction to your centered self is almost always the accurate one. Instead of fear, you'll overreact. And you'll say, oh, that's my intuition. Well, I'm not talking about fear like you sense something's going on and your intuition and you look and you deal with it. That's a really good part of fear. That's the natural part of fear. I'm talking about the conditioned fear. It's like, you know, Sage and I were talking one time and she was saying that when she was really little, up until, I don't know how old she was, 10 or 12 years old, she told me that she'd go and she'd order a hamburger and then she'd go like, okay, you know, I want hamburger, and I forget what she's ordered. She'd say, I want lettuce, no tomato, no onions, no pickles, mayonnaise, but no ketchup. Right? And every single time she ordered that way, so she was 12 or 13 or 14 years old, one day she thought, who's ordering? Whose voice is that telling me to order that? She goes, I don't think I've ever had a hamburger that had lettuce and tomato and pickles and onions and everything else on it. That was her mother's way of ordering. And so she learned that was the right way to do it and the only way to do it in her family. So she ordered one with everything on it. Threw up. So then rather than going, oh, they were right, she experimented because she said, you know what, I'm going to take a bite and then decide what's good and what's bad. So she finally said, you know what, I like, and pretty soon she liked being a vegetarian. I don't want meat at all. But she had to experiment to find out what it was. Most of us have not taken a fresh bite of life in a long time. We're operating from a voice in our head that isn't even our voice. It's a form of policeman running in there someplace that got installed a long time ago. So the difference is, in your centered self, you know what's right.